is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Take control of the airways. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the website is totally free, so enjoy that. That's freetalklive.com. We've got to jump right back into the phone calls here. It is a show about your calls to Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Glad you're out there. What's on your mind?
Dave inspires me, man. Every time he calls, I get inspired. Hey, dude, you know what? We got to strap our seatbelts on, take our protein pills, and put the helmets on. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about?
Ever heard that song?
I don't know.
Ziggy Stardust, maybe?
Yeah. Anyways, no, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Here in Montana, we passed a seatbelt law, and going down the road, a guy could be traveling 65 with you in a motorcycle without a helmet on, but I have to have my seatbelt on or else, you know what I mean by that?
When did this happen? Was Montana one of the holdout states that didn't have that for a while?
Yeah, and so they needed some federal money, I guess.
Oh, I see.
You know, we used to have the ability to drive down the road with an open wine bottle in the back seat or whatever, you know what I mean?
You could have an open container in Montana.
Not anymore.
Going whatever mile per hour you wanted to, by the way.
Man, good times.
Yeah, well, they took that away, too. Now we got speed laws.
Ugh.
So, but no, I mean, it was so stupid. If you're drunk, you're drunk, whether you got a six-pack or no beer. I mean,
that's true.
People get arrested in all the other states in the union for they get DUIs. They don't have any beer in their car.
Yeah.
So, how is an open container? It's just a probable cause. You're drinking a Bart's root beer. It's a brown bottle. Cop can pull you over and start harassing you. Pull you out. Oh, you don't have a seatbelt. You know.
You know, I've had this same thing happen. Sort of. I pulled up next to at a stoplight next to a police officer, and I'm drinking one of these sort of off-brand ginger ales. It's called ginger beer, actually.
It was
from Jamaica. It was, you know, it's no alcohol in this stuff.
I love that stuff, by the way.
It's delicious, but it's in a green bottle, a green beer bottle.
Marley, Bob Marley on the side?
No, there's no Bob Marley on the side. But I'm just drinking it, and there's a cop sitting next to me. The guy's, like, glaring at me like I'm insane. I'm like, oh, never mind. It's ginger ale. So I'm, like, motioning at him. Don't worry about it. So I'm trying to explain it.
Terminator? Was it a cop from Terminator, and he, like, run you down?
Well, you know, he had dark hair instead of blonde hair, but...
Yeah. No, this all smoking. You know what? I don't smoke, but you know what? I don't care.
Do you believe this for a moment, that there's 50,000 people that die every year as a result of this? Secondhand smoke?
Just hold on a second.
Hold on while he laughs. That's great.
That's my answer. Come on, dude. I mean, this is about control, man.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, take your protein pill, put the helmet on, get in line. You know, it's so Orwellian. I can't believe it.
It's sick stuff.
You know, there's a restaurant owner here. They here in this city here in Montana. I mean, it's getting taken over by. You know what? Forgive me, but there is a mindset amongst liberals in which they want to control everything. And I'm a constitutionalist.
Before you go on with that line of thinking, there's plenty of that mindset amongst so-called conservatives as well. The people that like to get in control of government would like to control a lot of things. You know, so-called conservatives would like to control some moral issues, and the so-called liberals would like to control some social issues. I mean, it's all about control, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's about control. I mean, I'm 2 degrees off of you. I'm a constitutionalist. You're a mm-hmm. libertarian. There's only 2 degrees that separate us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are those degrees?
You know how I feel about abortion. You know?
Yeah. Right.
I feel that's taking a right away from somebody. So, anyways, that's 1 degree. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, and the other degree is that I do believe that there's things out there that can harm the commonwealth of a society, you know? Mm. And I'm talking about the methamphetamines, all right?
Oh.
It's a bad deal. It's not good.
Yeah.
I see them walk in the pawn shop. So, I mean, you look at somebody, you're thinking they're 55 years old, you look at their ID card, and they're 25.
I'm gonna agree with you that meth is a problem, and it's a bad addiction for people to have. but are you advocating that we continue a war on meth?
Hey, anybody tells you that the war on drugs is actually a war on drugs and not a CIA cover-up to make more money for black box operations, you're living in a fantasy world.
So then you would agree that we should legalize meth then, right?
No.
Why?
No, the pharmaceutical companies, you want them to control it?
I would like meth to be produced in a legitimate marketplace where production is quality, where they're it's produced in a clean production facility, and you can get measured doses at an affordable price to where these meth heads aren't having to knock over convenience stores and rob people in order to be able to afford their habit.
I could see the commercial right now. Get meth from Bayer, the pharmaceutical company that brought you AIDS and...
Well, I don't know if they would be advertising
it. Avian flu,
But you got to admit, Mike, that it would be much preferable to have meth be totally legal and affordable than it is what we have today. I mean, what we have today is meth addicts hurting people and possibly, killing people over getting money to feed their habit. And if meth was as cheap as, say, cigarettes or alcohol... Then they could easily afford it. They could get a job at McDonald's.
Meth is that cheap. Meth, it does not cost more than $5 a pop. How much do you pay for cigarettes there in Texas?
Well, it's Florida, and do you pay $5 a cigarette?
Well, you'd have to smoke like a half a pack to get what you get off meth, I guess.
Well, a half a pack to get
drugs.
High, but to satisfy your addiction is what I'm talking about. You smoke one cigarette, you're satisfied for a period of time. I don't know how long it takes till you're unsatisfied on meth again. But, the black market causes meth to be extraordinarily expensive, and you could have meth people, instead of stealing cars, which I've seen, these people are, the drug addicts are stealing
stuff.
They're
crazy. Yeah.
They're not working at jobs to do it. And the reason they're doing it is because they have to in order, they feel they have
to. You get one pop, and then you need another, and then you need another, and by the time the day's over, you've spent $100 on meth. Not that I know anything about buying meth.
What about the controlled substances like OxyContin? Here you got Rush Limbaugh.
What we should do with those is we should get rid of prescription medication altogether. And when I say that, I mean that all the medication should be available to anyone that wants to buy and sell it. Rush and everybody else shouldn't have to go to doctors in order to get their hands on the pills that they desire.
Yeah, that's the 2 degrees that separates a constitutionalist from a libertarian. Let's move on to the stupid smoking deal.
Now, Mike, before you go any farther, I would like to say that I don't think abortion separates constitutionalists from libertarians, because I believe that you can be a libertarian and believe that abortion is murder.
There are the Libertarians for Life. There is an organization with that.
I don't see any reason. I don't see that there's a separation there. I mean, I personally... I don't like the idea of abortion. I think it's a pretty awful thing, but I'm not willing to call it murder because I know people are going to do it anyway, and I see what prohibition does. But I don't believe that that's a libertarian platform. I believe that's mine.
And jumping back to drugs, Mike, I don't want to talk about cigarettes with you because we're going to agree on that. And let's keep talking about drugs here because it sounds like you want to continue the current situation, even though you understand that the CIA...
It's not a reality. I mean, it's not...
What would you like to see happen in the world of methamphetamine and other hard drugs? What would you see? What would you like? What's your vision?
Well, it's destroying people's lives. I mean, you can legalize it. They're still going to be addicted. They're not going to get enough at the pharmaceutical companies. They're going to steal IDs so that they can go get more from another drugstore.
Like they do with alcohol?
Because
I don't see that happening with alcohol. It's legal. It destroys families. It's addictive.
And the supply doesn't run out. You can buy as much as you want, and you'll be drunk for a long time, and I'll re-up my supply, and you can come back and get more.
The problem with alcohol is it's been around since, you look back in Samaritan texts or the Bible itself, you're going to find beer, wine, and hard liquor in there. It's been around.
I think there are plenty of problems with alcohol. I think alcohol is a bad drug, too, but I would never consider passing a law to ban it again. In the same way with those other drugs, we need to put them on the marketplace just like alcohol and cigarettes and allow people to access them. That way we're not all under threat of violence from these drug addicts. But thank you for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's really the only sensible solution. More about smoking, though, coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Thursday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. And you can visit our wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you straight to it. The wiki is something that allows the listeners, you guys, to create, to edit, to change. There's over 700 pages that have been created by the listeners. Information about the show, the hosts, the stuff we've talked about, some of the guests we've had on, and more. In fact, some of the listeners even created personal pages for themselves. I mean, it's totally open format. It's very intriguing. If you've never been to a wiki before, try ours first. wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And of course, it's totally free.
You know, it's interesting to me, the whole internet phenomenon of Wikipedia. How did they come up with this word, wiki? What's it mean?
That'd be a question for the wiki people. I don't know the answer.
It's a weird little word.
Maybe they came up with it because it's weird and got people to say, what's that all about?
Yeah.
Anyway, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We were just talking with drugs with Mike in Montana a few moments ago, and actually we're going to get back into drugs here in a moment. Well, we're still talking about drugs. We're talking about cigarettes, and then we're going to talk about illegal drugs, specifically psychedelic mushrooms. There's a study going on about psychedelic mushrooms, and we'll share it with you in a few moments.
I believe that human evolution had a great deal to do with psilocybic mushrooms.
We'll talk about it. But first, continuing this report from last hour, the Surgeon General is reporting that the debate is over. The science is clear. Secondhand smoke is not a mere annoyance. It's a serious health hazard. Studies in the two decades since the first federal report confirmed that secondhand smoke is linked not only to heart disease and lung cancer, but also to breast cancer, childhood cancer, nasal sinus cancer, ear infections, and asthma. Recent results have also shown a clear link to sudden infant death syndrome. The only way to combat the health threat, says the Surgeon General, is to follow the lead of California and 15 other states and ban all smoking in public buildings. So I was asking last hour, what's their motivation here? Why are they doing this? Do they really believe what they're saying? Do they really believe their own propaganda? And that is that secondhand smoke is killing 50,000 people per year, which is total bunk, by the way. If you look at Penn & Teller's excellent television show, BS, they did an episode on secondhand smoke, and they essentially found that when the EPA originally released the report that claimed 20 years ago now, or 15, 20 years ago, that secondhand smoke was killing 50,000 people per year, they just flat out lied. They just made it up.
I think the politicians, as you've pointed out before, love to see a parade. And there's definitely an anti-smoking parade, just as there was a temperance parade early in the 1900s, and that resulted in prohibition. You're currently seeing the new millennium's, the new century's version of temperance. It's anti-smoking. And the politicians are simply getting out in front of the parade like they did on that last one, and they're going to they're going to lead that baby home until smoking is outlawed in America. What you're going to see is the same thing you see with marijuana.
It's for your own good, Mark.
You're going to see
the
same stuff.
Put the cigarette down. Always. Don't smoke the cigar. It is bad for you.
That's what they're doing. They're saying they are the protectors of our health. They really believe that their mission in life is to save us from every possible angle, from every possible thing that could harm us.
Now, you asked me previously whether or not I inhale my cigars, and normal people don't inhale cigar smoke. Cigars are just the smoke's supposed to be swished around, and then you kind of push it out. And I've never understood that. I started smoking cigars in order to stop smoking cigarettes.
I see.
So I smoke my cigar, I inhale it, I drug myself before I go to sleep, I stumble into my bed, and I go to bed.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what they're talking about here, Mark, is banning smoking in all public buildings. And that doesn't just mean government buildings. That means buildings open to the public. In fact, here in Florida, smoking is banned from all businesses, unless it's a home-based business, or unless you're a cigar shop, basically.
Right. That's it.
There's a few exceptions, but very few.
Bars that don't serve food and aren't attached to another building.
Bars that don't serve over 15% in food, I believe.
Right. Correct. I mean, you can have...
Essentially, it's banned from everywhere.
Cheese sticks.
Essentially, it's banned from everywhere. It's crazy. And we're talking about banning it from cars. We're talking about, in some places, banning it outdoors. It's just... These people are... It's almost a new prohibition. Almost. That's where we're going to.
Oh, absolutely. That's where we're going.
There's a new discriminated class.
They're going to be smarter about it. Now, I don't know everything there is about temperance, but I believe that they just outlawed it flat out. Bam.
Yeah.
This time, we're going to take baby steps to outlawing cigarettes.
And it's the new persecuted class. You know, kind of like how blacks used to be persecuted in America. Well, now it's smokers. In fact, listen to this. Thomas Glenn of the American Cancer Society says, so many children are exposed in the home. If we do nothing, we need to protect children because they're more vulnerable to the effects, and the effects are lifetime effects. And for everyone else, the Surgeon General says the best advice is to, quote, simply stay away from smokers. They're the new pariahs.
Mm.
You're going to get leprosy if you get too close to these people. Get away!
If you listen to the Surgeon General in 2003 was quoted, this is Surgeon General Richard H. Kimona was quoted.
Same guy.
Yeah, was quoted as saying he would support a tobacco ban.
Yep. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was him, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Crazy stuff. All right, well, we'll keep you up to date.
He's worried about our freedom. He's defending the Constitution.
We'll keep you up to date on the smoking situation here. Let's move to New York. Out of the AP, people who took an illegal drug made from mushrooms reported profound mystical experiences that led to behavior changes lasting for weeks, all part of an experiment that recalls the psychedelic 60s. Many of the 36 volunteers rated their reaction to a single dose of the drug called psilocybin as one of the most meaningful or spiritually significant experiences of their lives. Some compared it to the birth of a child or the death of a parent. Such comments, quote, seemed just unbelievable, said Roland Griffiths of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, the study's lead author. He says, don't try this at home, though. Almost a third of the research participants found the drug experience frightening, even in the very controlled setting. That suggests people experimenting with the illicit drug on their own could be harmed, says Griffiths. Viewed by some as a landmark, the study is one of the few rigorous looks in the past 40 years at a hallucinogen's effects. The researchers suggest that the drug someday may help drug addicts kick their habit, and or aid terminally ill patients struggling with anxiety and depression. It might also provide a way to study what happens in the brain during intense spiritual experiences, said the scientists. Believe it or not, this was funded in part by the federal government, and the research was published online by the Journal of Psychopharmacology. Psilocybin has been used for centuries in religious practices, and its ability to produce a mystical experience is no surprise. But the new work demonstrates it more clearly than ever before. Now, I think it's very interesting that out of nowhere, you have a study on a psychedelic substance. Out of nowhere.
It did seem to spring on the scene.
And I think it's good news, by the way. I think it's about damn time that universities and scientists are allowed to study these things. I know MAPS, there's a group, multidisciplinary psychedelic studies group or whatever they are. They have permission from the DEA to be doing studies on MDMA. I'm not sure about LSD as well. We'll explore. There's a little bit more about this study here. 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got an experience with psilocybin to share with us. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that everything is on the house, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website, for your downloading convenience. There's no charge. There's no membership fee. Just go and get them. freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about a study that was done, believe it or not, funded in part by the federal government. It was done at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, where they were testing psilocybin. What is psilocybin, Mark?
Psilocybin's a drug that's in psilocybic mushrooms.
It's actually a poison.
Well,
mushrooms tend to be poisonous.
So is nicotine.
Okay, good point. And
that's really what getting high is anyway. In a lot of cases, alcohol, for instance, is poisonous.
True.
That's why they call it intoxication. It's dying just a little bit.
Well, but on the other hand, though, there are some drugs where you cannot possibly overdose on.
Correct.
So would those qualify as poisons? I don't know.
No.
Anyway,
I don't think marijuana qualifies in that respect.
Right. Psilocybin being studied here. Let me give you a little more detail on this, and we'll explore. It's even 2 months after taking the drug, they gave it to 36 volunteers, and it does explain that they never did use hallucinogens before in their life. Even 2 months after taking the drug, most of the volunteers said the experience had changed them in beneficial ways, such as making them more compassionate, loving, optimistic, and patient. Family members and friends said they noted a difference in the individuals as well.
Wow.
Charles Schuster, professor of psychiatry and behavioral neuroscience at Wayne State University and a former director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, called the work a landmark. Quote, "I believe this is one of the most rigorously well-controlled studies ever done to evaluate psilocybin or similar substances for their potential to increase self-awareness and a sense of spirituality," he said. He did not participate in the research. Psilocybin, like LSD or mescaline, is one of a class of drugs called hallucinogens or psychedelics. While they've been studied by scientists in the past, research was largely shut down after widespread recreational so-called abuse of the drugs during the 1960s. Some work then did resume in the 1990s. In fact, I believe LSD is the most studied psychedelic drug out there known to man.
Well, that was sort of created by man, right?
It was an accident, actually, as I understand it. Dr. Albert Hoffman stumbled across it one day and when he was experimenting in the lab and accidentally dosed himself on it, as I understand it, and then realized that things had changed a little bit. Yes.
Well, I was just going to say that the as far as psilocybic mushrooms being involved in man's evolution, there's a theory posited, and it's probably not unique to Tom Robbins, but in one of Tom Robbins' books that I read that I just love, that the idea that Australopithecus man sort of came across psilocybic mushrooms in antelope dung and for whatever reason decided to eat them, and that's how abstract thought was born.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
It's an interesting idea. He says, we've lost 40 years of potential research experience with this whole class of compounds. Now, with modern-day scientific methods, I think it's time to pick up this research field. And I can't agree more. I think it is a damn high time, to use a point of phrase, to absolutely do more research here. The study volunteers had an average age of 46. So, no kids really involved here.
Okay.
Had never used hallucinogens and participated to some degree in religious or spiritual activities, such as prayer, meditation, discussion groups, or religious services. Each tried psilocybin during one visit to the lab and the stimulant methylphenidate, also known as Ritalin, on one or two other visits. Only six of the volunteers actually knew when it was that they were getting psilocybin.
Okay.
So it sounds like it was fairly well controlled. Each visit lasted 8 hours. The volunteers lay on a couch in a living room-like setting, wearing an eye mask and listening to classical music. They were encouraged to focus their attention inward. Psilocybin's effects lasted up to 6 hours.
Maybe it was the meditation and not the psilocybin that actually made these people better people.
I don't know about that. I've personally never taken psilocybin. If you have and you want to share your experience here, 800-259-9231 is a toll-free number. I have taken LSD, and that is a similar compound. It's not exactly the same, but it is a psychedelic. They act in somewhat similar manners, and I can say without a doubt that there's some serious shifting in thought patterns and in the way that you perceive things that goes on when you're involved in these sorts of drugs. And obviously there's some bad things that can happen too as well. I'm not here to endorse drug use, kids. Just want to make that clear. There's some they call it bad trips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where set and setting does have a lot to do with it, Mark. If you're in a nice looking area with people that you're friendly with, and everything's calm and nobody's freaking out, then odds are good you're going to have a good experience. And you will have that shifting in thoughts. You will have that shifting in perspective. But that shift in perspective can also bring terror in the wrong kind of a situation.
Right.
In the wrong set and setting. So, yes, listening to the classical music and being in a quiet place certainly was a factor here. I mean, it would have been different if they were, out in the middle of a freeway at the time.
Well, I don't endorse LSD. I didn't have a good experience when I've done it, and don't think it's that great of an idea. But I've heard people say that psilocybic mushrooms, they like them. I don't know. I don't endorse any of these mind-altering substances. But if you are going to do them, I think you should go to Arrowhead.org.
Oh, absolutely. If you're considering something like this, Arrowhead.org is definitely the place to go to learn about these sorts of things. But
how
I was
do
just
you spell that?
Arrowhead.org. It's quite the repository of all sorts of drug information. Honest information about drugs. Like this article. This is actually an honest article. I'm shocked to not see any quotes in this article from the anti-drug wars, the drug war zealots in America. There's nothing like that in this article. It's just a glowing report about this overall successful experiment that they did with people in psilocybin. I mean, is it possible that these drugs that the government that they've outlawed for whatever reasons, because really the hippies were doing it and they didn't like the hippies, right? I mean, wasn't that the reason? Isn't that the reason why they did this?
I people are scared of drugs and people some act strangely on them.
Well, for whatever reason, they were outlawed, and nobody has been able to study them. Well, here's a few more details on the study. The effects lasted up to 6 hours. 22 of the 36 volunteers reported having a complete mystical experience compared with, I mean, you don't have mystical experiences by putting on classical music and laying down on a couch. You don't.
I suppose you could.
Okay, if you've ever had a mystical experience by listening to classical music, I'd love to hear from you, compared with four of those getting the Ritalin. That experience included such things as a sense of pure awareness and emerging with ultimate reality, a transcendence of time and space, a feeling of sacredness or awe. This is the AP reporting on this.
Hmm.
And deeply felt positive moods like joy, peace, and love. People say, quote, they can't possibly put it into words. 2 months later, 24 of the participants filled out a questionnaire. Two-thirds of them called their reaction to psilocybin one of the five top most meaningful experiences of their lives.
Hmm.
On another measure, one-third called it the most spiritually significant experience of their lives, with another 40% ranking it in the top five.
Hmm.
That's stunning results. About 80% said that because of the psilocybin experience, they still had a sense of well-being or life satisfaction that was raised either moderately or very much. So we're talking about long-lasting positive effects here.
I'll grant you that, but one thing that they don't that you're missing here is that these situations were controlled. They were in a dark room. They had
as any situation listening. As it should be. If you are considering these things, you should be controlling your situation. It's the worst idea in the world to take a psychedelic drug and go out into public, you know, because anything can happen. Then you're not in control of the experience. That's what really, as I understand it, is going to result in a bad experience, is factors beyond your control and you not being able to react to them correctly.
I would say that's true, and that's the reason that I generally like to stay in control of my facilities most of the time is,
sure,
you know, things happen.
Let's talk to Todd in Florida. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, Todd?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I've done mushrooms.
I want you to tell us about it. Hang on. We're going to come back to you. Todd in Florida, 800-259-9231. He has done psilocybin. We will explore his experience and yours as well, if you've got one. 800-259-9231. The studies are being done. I think that's good news. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. If you like that and you like the show and you want to help spread Free Talk Live around the country, well, then you should become an amplifier, like over 250 of our listeners have done, for as little as $3 a month. Now, the point of the amplifier program is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence AMP. That's what it stands for. Amp.freetalklive.com will get you the details. What we do is we take that $3 in and we turn it around into promoting. We buy industry advertisements in, say, Talkers Magazine.
Right.
We get more stations on board as a result of that. In fact, sometimes we have to give the stations a little bit of help. We have to buy them some equipment in order for them to be able to pull down the satellite signal, etc. So your AMP dollars are going towards that as well. They're going towards internet advertising to get more internet listeners on board. So if you want to help spread the message of freedom and liberty, and you want to do it in the most efficient way possible, AMP's the way to go. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details, learn about the perks, and more. Amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to Todd in Florida. Todd, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Todd, we were talking about this article from the AP, also the Wall Street Journal reporting on this, Johns Hopkins University doing a landmark study on mushrooms. No, not the kind that you are supposed to eat, the kind that some people eat in order to have a psychedelic experience. The chemical, the active chemical involved is psilocybin, and you are going to share your experience with us.
Yeah, well, I also wanted to say that, you know, I think it would be interesting to see what happens if they were to do some kind of a psychological profile on the people first and compare that to what their perceptions were after they were on it. Because my experiences, I've had good experiences and bad experiences, and the last one really freaked me out. I'd had a nightmare several weeks before and told my neighbor about it. It involved going around downtown and doing some stuff, and a couple weeks later we did some mushrooms and went downtown and we're doing stuff, and I started getting this odd sense of deja vu, and I was with him.
Yeah.
And then I remembered I had that in the dream, and I didn't remember all the dream, but I was like, okay, I remember this from that dream the other night, and I didn't remember all the dream because I was tripping so hard. But I was like, okay, that reggae guy was looking at me and talking to me just like he's doing right now. We're up at this bar. And then something else happened. Then I saw this guy getting his butt kicked in the alley, and that was in the dream. And I started just getting really freaked out. I was like, you know, I just couldn't believe I was seeing this stuff. And I was like, could this be the drug? And I asked him, I said, didn't I tell you about that dream? He's like, oh, yeah, you told me about that. I said, stuff's happening from that dream. And then we separated, and then like 10 minutes later was when I saw the guy getting his butt kicked. And right after that, I remembered at the end of the dream, I got a knife to the chest, and that's how I woke up. And I was like, I called him, I was like, dude, we've got to get out of here. This night is over. I want to be home. I want to be in bed. And I laid in bed until I came down, stared at the ceiling, freaking out, just going, what was that all about? And I still, to this day, can't explain it. I mean,
would
I was
you,
just...
Would you call this a positive experience?
Positive, maybe, in that I've, you know, I
learned not to do any more
you
mushrooms.
You get a knife to the chest.
Yeah, positive in that if that was going to be the outcome, I didn't.
Many times have you taken mushrooms?
Probably maybe 10 times, maybe a dozen.
Over a dozen times.
Over 10 years in my late teens and early mid 20s, and then I had kids and just that sort of thing. When you got to pay bills and get kids to school and pay for aftercare and all that stuff, is you just can't do that anymore.
Yeah, understood.
Now, could you give me an answer on the positive or negative question that I asked? Was that a positive or a negative experience doing mushrooms that time that you were referring to there?
That time, it started out pretty fun. I mean, look, mushrooms and LSD, I've done both. And every time, you know, I take a real rational approach. I know that what I'm about to see and what I'm about to experience is a product of this drug. And I remind myself that. And so I rarely have a really, on LSD, I've never had a bad trip on LSD. But on mushrooms twice, I got really freaked out by something. And to this day, when looking back, my memory is just not as clear to know whether I was projecting it, whether I really remembered the dream. You know, it's just kind of hazy. I just know that I had a real sense of fear and dread that I don't know that I can normally counter in my own life.
Do you feel like now in this study that they did, the vast majority of the people that were given the psilocybin found that they'd have life changing experiences in a positive manner? Do you feel like that you had something similar in some of your experiences? Was your life changed by using these products?
Well, I think it was changed only in that I'm a ponderer and a thinker anyway. I mean, I think about things and I think through things normally.
Right.
And so when I wasn't riding on the trip and just enjoying it, you know, what I was seeing and everything else, when I wasn't doing that, when I was coming down and I was still feeling the effects, that's where I would start thinking about things, and I would think of things in a different way. And I think it made me a little less rigid in what I believe. I realized that I can't know certain things for sure, and I realize that sort of thing. In a way, I think it made me, despite the fact that the drug actually unhinges your rational faculty to a large degree. If you know that and you remember that the whole time, then you rarely are going to have a bad time.
Good point. I want to make something clear here, Todd, that this isn't a ringing endorsement of psychedelics tonight here on Free Talk Live. I think they have their place. I think that they can be very useful in an adult life. However,
I think they're dangerous.
They can be dangerous.
I think that I'm kind of out of that culture, that partying and, you know, tripping and all that, we all hung together and, you know, never saw the light of day pretty much for several years. I just think there's a lot of escapism, and I think people do it with alcohol and they do it with all kinds of drugs. And that's where I think the danger is. I think there might be some therapeutic benefit to it, but with any drugs there are. But when people start using that to escape reality,
that's when you get a problem.
And it applies to anything. It even applies to people that are entertainment junkies. You know, I think that's dangerous. And
I think that there's some benefits that can come to adults from this. And I'd like to say, I really just want to say that, you know, again, if you're considering, go to arrowwid.org, arrowwid.org, and do the research. But I don't think that kids should be using this sort of thing. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Kids are going to do whatever they're going to do.
They
should be advised against it.
Right.
I mean, and I think adults should too. I mean, my experience is I had good times, but, you know, a lot of my priorities and whatnot were misplaced, and most of the people I knew, their priorities were misplaced. And now here we are 20 years later, and we're behind the curve with people who had it on the ball and were buying their houses when they were 20. I bought mine when I was in my 30s, you know, and so I'm behind on that. And I see people who were responsible in their 20s who are sitting on big old piles of equity and can move into much nicer houses than I live in and have a greater accumulated wealth because their focus was right.
But just to be fair, though, just because you were an irresponsible drug user doesn't mean that all drug users are irresponsible.
Well, most of the ones I've hung with and known were.
Well,
I mean, when you're a partier, you know, it's not so much the drug users. Listen, I had a best friend in high school, his whole family smoked pot, from his mom, dad, brothers, you know, him.
Right.
He was smoking it since he was eight. They owned television stations. He was one of the most, and he still is one of the most responsible and together guys I know. I think that comes down to personality.
Yeah.
But it's really the thing. If you're trying to, I just really think if it's, if you're evaluating your own thing and you're trying to, when you're trying to help them, or when you're trying to escape your own reality, when you're trying to fill some void in you with that,
right,
and it becomes this thing, this crutch to get through life, and which it is with a lot of people I know. I won't
Absolutely.
Say all, but I'll say a vast majority. I think that's the problem.
Right, and those are people that have problems that are out, you know, external of the drugs. The drugs
right.
just, as you're saying, they lose themselves in them. They use them as an escape, and that's a problem. When you do a drug like an LSD or an MDMA, even, and it feels good and you enjoy the experience, if you come out of it saying, "Hey, I'm going to do that next weekend," you've got a problem.
And the weekend, in the weekend after that,
right,
really,
yeah, but if you come out of it,
to be honest with themselves
yeah.
about.
Well, if you come out of it and you say, "Wow, that was such a unique experience," I think I want to, have a limited amount of these in my lifetime, maybe a maximum of once or twice a year. Then I think that's a much more responsible way to approach that sort of thing. So, really,
but I think it's the personality determines
yeah.
that. The person that's doing it more so determines it. And listen, you know, I'm a Christian now, and I believe in social Darwinism when it comes to this. If you believe that,
yeah.
you know. People are going to do drugs. They want to escape reality. Make it cheap so they're not robbing from me.
There you go,
to do
Todd.
It. Let them eat and smoke as much crack as they want.
I agree totally. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate hearing from you. Corey, we got like 20 seconds, man. Go. Corey in Minnesota.
On Wikipedia?
Yeah.
You want to know where wiki came from? It came from a Hawaiian term, wiki-wiki, which means quick.
There you go.
Neat.
Yep.
And that was WikiWiki. Thanks for the call, Corey. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
All right, remember, kids, be safe. Go to Arrowwood. Do your research. Harm reduction, all that good stuff. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.